Fala galera, eu sou o Wendel Correia e a 89 conversou com Michael Poulsen, o vocalista e o guitarrista da banda Volbeat, que se apresenta no dia 23 de março no Lollapalooza Brasil com promoção da Rádio Rock. Essa vai ser a primeira vez do Volbeat no Brasil. Aí o Michael falou um pouco da expectativa para esse show.
You know, first of all, we are looking very much forward to do this because, as you said, this is our first time and, you know, we've been touring for a long time, playing music for many years and touring all over the world, and you know, there's still some countries left that we haven't been to. And honestly, you know, Brazil has been a country that we really wanted to go to, because you know, I have some few friends from Brazil who lives here in Denmark, and you know, wonderful people, and it's something that we're really looking forward to. So hopefully, you know, they got good energy when we come to Brazil, because we're definitely gonna have a very high energy level when we go on stage.
Ele disse que estão muito ansiosos para isso. Estão fazendo turnês no mundo todo há muito tempo, mas ainda tem alguns países que eles ainda não tocaram. E o Brasil é um país que eles querem muito conhecer. Ele tem alguns amigos brasileiros que vivem na Dinamarca, então sabe de algumas coisas do país. Acha que as pessoas são maravilhosas e espera que peguem uma boa energia deles, porque eles com certeza têm um alto nível de boa energia quando eles estão no palco. Perguntamos o que ele sabe do Brasil.
A few friends who lives here in Denmark, but who is from Brazil, and so. But of course, if we talk about music, it seems like a lot of good trash bands from Brazil. Of course, Sepultura, but it seems like the Brazilians are really good at making thrash metal. Even the girls are good at doing the thrash metal. I know this band called Nervosa. You know, I really like that band. They're doing really good. But of course, you know, that's a big parts of Brazil that's really, really tough, and a lot of scary stories. But at the same time, a lot of beautiful things in Brazil, besides the women and all that. But you know, we can't wait to come over and play the Volbeat music.
Ele lembrou, né, que tem muitos amigos brasileiros que moram na Dinamarca, e sobre a música sabe que aqui tem boas bandas de thrash metal como Sepultura. Acha que até as mulheres são boas nisso e citou a banda Nervosa. Gosta muito delas e acha que são muito boas. Ele tem ideia que o Brasil tá passando por algumas dificuldades, isso assusta um pouco, mas também tem coisas maravilhosas, além das mulheres, que ele falou que são muito bonitas. Então eles estão muito animados e ansiosos para esse show no Brasil. O Michael também falou sobre a preparação para o Lollapalooza Brasil.
Not yet, but you know, it's something when we come a little bit closer to a certain date, we might do something special because it's Brazil. So who knows? And right now we haven't prepared anything, you know, we're pretty much at home, relaxing with family and children and wives and girlfriends, and so when it's time to do a set list for Brazil, then you know, we might come up with something special that's truly dedicated to the Brazilian audience.
Ele disse que ainda não estão se preparando exatamente para esse show, mas quando estiver mais perto da data, com certeza vão pensar em algo especial para o Brasil. No momento, eles estão aproveitando a família, filhos, namoradas, esposas, e quando for a hora de preparar o setlist, provavelmente vão fazer algo exclusivo e dedicado para os fãs brasileiros. O Michael agora é pai. Perguntamos o que ter uma filha mudou na vida dele, isso pessoalmente e profissionalmente também.
You know, as I said from the beginning, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, since we were very young, and you know, with Volbeat, we've been touring a lot, you know, so we've been away from home for a long time, and that's not really been time to, you know, settle down and have kids and stuff like that. But it comes to a point where I just needed other input than just music and the work I'm doing in Volbeat. You know, I love what I'm doing in Volbeat. I'm very dedicated, and Volbeat is my child. But you know, we pretty much know every year what we're gonna do, because you know, our schedule is booked. So you know what you're gonna do for a whole year, and somehow, you know, I just needed something besides that. And I was just very into having my first child with my girlfriend, and we talked about it, and desperately really wanted a girl, and we got a girl. We got a baby girl, and she's 7 months today. So it just moves your focus. So you just don't walk around 24/7 and thinking about Volbeat and the business side of Volbeat and all that. Now suddenly there's a little human being that needs your attention. And I like that, because then I can relax a little bit in my brain with Volbeat, and I can focus being a dad. That's something, that I really like right now. And then at the same time, I'm very hard working with new material with Volbeat. So I don't know yet if the material has changed or anything, because we're still pretty much in the writing process. And so far, I think it sounds like how Volbeat should sound like. It sounds pretty much like the last two records we're done, but we're still progressing and trying to come up with stuff we haven't done before. But I can only say that my focus, has been moved, and only for the good. It means that you're not walking around 24/7 only thinking about the work you have in Volbeat. So it's just kind of it's a big compliment from life that you can get into this role, having your own kids. I don't know, do you have kids?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, it might come one day. Who knows?
Ele contou que eles começaram a banda quando ainda eram muito jovens, e isso já faz muito tempo. E ficou muito tempo longe de casa, se dedicando às turnês. Mas chegou num ponto que ele precisava de outras fontes de energia na vida dele, além da música e do trabalho. Ele ama o que faz e é muito dedicado. Ele tem o Volbeat como se fosse um filho. E hoje eles já sabem exatamente como vai ser a agenda da banda já no início do ano. E aí ele sentia que precisava de algo além disso. Tava com vontade de ter um filho com a namorada e ele queria ter uma menina. E conseguiram uma menina que agora está com 7 meses. Então agora o foco na vida do Michael não é mais a banda o tempo inteiro. Agora ele tem um bebê para cuidar e que precisa dele. Ele acha isso muito bom porque consegue se desligar um pouco do Volbeat. Mas ainda não sabe o que mudou nas composições desde o nascimento da filha dele. Ele sempre pensa em fazer algo que ainda não tenham feito, e ter um filho é algo que trouxe muitas mudanças boas na vida e uma nova fase para o Michael. Sobre a campanha da 89, o Michael Poulsen falou o que o rock ensinou para ele.
Rock and roll is, it's not an education or anything. Rock and roll is something that is in your DNA, So I'll put it like this, that, when you decide to go on the road touring and you're sacrificing education, friends and girlfriends and family to be on the road because you feel this is what you're born to do. It's a certain feeling. You're taking care of, you're coping with it. A lot of people quick find out if they're made of that thing called rock and roll, because rock and roll is a lifestyle. It's not an education. It's just not something you buy, or you cannot get an education being rock and roll. Rock and roll is something that's in your DNA. And so I would rather say that I have the experience of living the rock and roll life, and I can only say this is how I live, this is who I am. I don't put titles on myself, but rock and roll is definitely an emotional thing. It's lifestyle, and when you live it, you don't think about it. It's just something that you are, and it's not something for everybody. There are certain fabricated people and bands out there who just go out and buy the rock and roll suitcase, and they put on the clothes because that's how they're supposed to look like, and they fabricate the image. But you know what? Those people are not survivors. They're just a light product of the music scene, and they will disappear as quickly as anybody discovers them. The true rock and rollers would be on the road, constantly making music, you know, because it's a lifestyle. It's in the DNA, and that's what we're doing in Moby. We don't think too much about it. It's just who we are.
Pro Michael, o rock não é algo que se aprende ou se compra. É algo que tá no DNA. É sacrificar coisas na vida como amigos, namorada e família para se dedicar à estrada da música, porque tem certeza que nasceu para isso. E ele tem a experiência de viver uma vida rock and roll. E é o que ele é e vive para isso. Segundo o Michael, quem tem isso no sangue está sempre na estrada fazendo música. As pessoas que se vendem pro sucesso instantâneo e rápido somem da mesma forma, porque não tem o rock de verdade no sangue. No Volbeat, eles estão fazendo rock. O Michael não é muito fã das redes sociais. Ele falou um pouco sobre isso.
No, there's different sides to it, you know. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I grew up with no internet, you know, and I found that more, you know, there was more a soul and a spirit in it, and it was a different way of promoting yourself. You know, you pretty much have to do everything yourself. You have to be, you know, it was like if you wanted to have that record you were waiting for, you know, you would be on your bicycle all day, you know, biking around the whole city to get that record. If you wanted to promote yourself, you were driving around with flyers and posters, even putting the posters up yourself in the cities. And when you go to concert, you always have a ton of flyers with you. You know, I remember the tape trading days, you know, it was almost like, you know, Christmas every week, you know, going to the mailbox and see if that that cassette tape was in your mailbox. That was just more a soul and a spirit in it, and I think that kind of disappeared when when the internet took over with how you promote yourself these days. But it's, you know, you just gotta accept that it's 2017, you know, it's just the way it is. That's the generation now, that's how we progress, and that's how we promote ourselves. It's just, everything is just one click away, and I just, for me, the spirit and the soul flies out of the window the same second as you click on all these options. And I think people don't really, you know, get the chance to feel, you know, the love for what they're buying or ordering or waiting for is just always a click away. And now everybody has an opinion, like they just can post in 1 second without even thinking what they're saying. You know, if you had something on your heart back in the days, you were confronting the people or the person you had a problem with, or if you wanted to, you know, tell them how much the music meant to you, you know, you were talking to people, you were going out and meeting people. Today, you don't do that. You know, it's, everything is just one click away or one email away. And so what I'm just saying, I'm not a fan of that fast way of promoting yourself. But at the end of the day, it also saves us a lot of time, you know. So, you know, there's a good thing about it and there's a bad thing about it. I'm just saying, I'm just missing the old days, how people were more communicating on a human level and in a more respectful way. Now, you know, everybody can hide behind a keyboard, and you know, it is what it is. But mostly, I just miss, you know, the love for how you were interacting with your favorite band, or how you were discovering them, you know, and how you were promoting yourself. That's just what I'm trying to say.
Ele contou que ele cresceu sem internet. Acho que a forma que tinham para se promover tinha mais verdade e alma e não era tão fácil. Antes, para conseguir gravar a sua música, eles tinham que rodar a cidade inteira com uma bicicleta para conseguir qualquer coisa. Também tinha que distribuir flyers, e esse trabalho era muito legal para o Michael. Era como se fosse Natal toda semana, porque eles ficavam esperando o correio chegar, com as cartas respondendo sobre as demos e as gravações que enviavam para a galera. Isso para o Michael tinha alma, e toda essa magia desaparece quando você se promove pela internet. Mas ele falou que tem que aceitar que já está em 2018 e que é assim que a geração atual é agora e está se transformando cada vez mais. Tudo está a um clique de distância. Isso para ele é um pouco vazio, porque as pessoas estão perdendo a chance de sentir o que estão comprando e assistindo. E todos dão opiniões sem nem pensar antes o que estão dizendo. E antes, para falar com o artista, você tinha que ir até a pessoa e realmente falar com a pessoa olho no olho. Ele não é fã dessa forma rápida de se promover, mas tem que admitir que economiza tempo e tem suas vantagens e desvantagens. O que ele quer dizer é que sente falta de quando as pessoas conversavam de forma humana com mais respeito. Mas falou mais uma vez que é assim agora e tem que saber como se comunicar com os fãs. A parte mais triste para o Michael é as pessoas se esconderem atrás de uma tela e sente falta de fazer uma coisa que não seja tão fácil. Esse foi o bate-papo exclusivo que a 89 teve com Michael Poulsen, o vocalista e o guitarrista da banda Volbeat, que se apresenta na sexta-feira, dia 23 de março, no Lollapalooza Brasil, que acontece no Autódromo de Interlagos. Garante o seu ingresso em ticketsforfan.com.br. Valeu e até a próxima!
This is Michael Poulsen from Volbeat. You're listening to 89 FM Radio Rock. Viva Rock! 89.